Hi guys, it's Felicia here, and I'm so excited about this training and just to have this opportunity with you today. So what we're talking about is something that is so important, and that is how targeted Facebook ads are able to truly maximize the impact of your content marketing strategy. And the reason why I'm doing this training is because with nearly 2 billion users, it's not difficult to see why so many marketers are flocking to promote their content on Facebook. In fact, just a quick fun fact, guys, 95.8% of social media marketers said Facebook provides them with the best return on investment of all social platforms. I think that's huge. So I said, let me just hop on and really give you some information that is more specifically focused on targeting Facebook ads so that you can truly segment your audience. So in order to use this platform effectively for content promotion, you'll need to make sure that you have a handle on the basics of how to use Facebook's advertisement tools to reach and effectively engage with your core audience. So here's how you're going to get started. The first thing that I want you to understand is that paid promotion is everything on Facebook, especially with the new changed algorithms. It is going to be key for you to pay for some of your promotion. So the easiest way to begin promoting your content on Facebook really is completely free. You can copy and paste your URL and just hit post, right? Like, that's the free way for you to do it. But let me tell you this, again, just like, you know, you use Google AdWords, Facebook's algorithm is designed to benefit the user. So this is why you see a mix of posts from friends and families alongside, like, an occasional ad, right? So unless a post has just a ton of natural engagement, business content that has not been promoted by an ad gets lost in the shuffle. But the good news is that Facebook does offer some of the most effective and affordable ads around. The platform also offers a ton of flexibility. So you can draw traffic to your blog, like an article that you wrote. You can increase brand awareness. You can send potential followers to a landing page or sales page. There's so many different things that you can do, right? And you can also set a budget and a timeline for your ads that you're doing. So the first thing that you want to do as you are starting to create your Facebook promotions and you're starting to target individuals is you want to ensure that you find the right audience. Targeting the right people is the key for you to maximize your budget on Facebook. You can build an audience using a wide assortment of parameters, including purchasing behavior, industry, and educational level. So an example is if your business targets realtors, let's just say in the Atlanta region, right? You will be able to promote a piece of that content around choosing a mortgage company to individuals who match the real estate professions within that specific region. You can also target followers of specific pages. So like competitors, you could target a lookalike audience, which is like basically a group of people that don't already interact with you, but resemble those who do. So once you have established a following, lookalike audiences are definitely some of the best way to target individuals. And in my opinion, they're some of the best performing ad groups as well. Now, the second thing is you want to ensure that you're engaging with your followers. Most marketers call this technique retargeting, right? So Google really refers to this as remarketing. So Facebook uses custom audiences, but it's all the same idea. Serving ads to people who've already been connected with you. And I tell you, any salesperson will tell you it's easier to farm warm leads and existing customers than to hunt for new ones. So there are two ways to set up your custom audiences. The first involves uploading a contact list. Now, while this option may seem easier, it's not the best choice, especially for B2B marketers. Since most people have different contact info for personal and professional use, right? So their email addresses may not be what they're using for their business. But the second way involves dropping a pixel on your website. I know, wait a minute. You're like, pixel Felicia, you losing me, girl? What are you talking about? It sounds complicated, guys, but what it boils down to is pasting a small bit of code into your site's HTML header. It's an easy task for an experienced developer, and Facebook offers a step-by-step instruction for those who aren't techie. Or, of course, you could have the Mac Institute do it for you. So the point is that once this pixel is installed, it will begin collecting data. You'll see your web traffic. You'll be able, whenever you set up the new ad. You can target everyone who's been visiting your blog, people who have visited, certain pages, followers, etc. Amazing, right? And then the third tip is to optimize your campaign. So after you have your first campaign set up, you've given the platform some time to serve your ads, you can begin analyzing your data using some measurement tools through Facebook. Now for the beginner, it's most important that you focus on three key metrics. You guys ready? Your click-through rate, that's the first. Your cost per click and your comments. And I like to include comments because engagement does impact your relevancy score. And they also provide rare qualitative feedback from your audience, right? So once you're comfortable with tracking these metrics, then I want you to try to experiment with other tests like A/B tests, etc., which will help you determine what sort of content your audience prefers, okay? And then the final tip is let's just take a moment to talk about packaging. Regardless of the content being promoted, the words, the images, and the formats you use makes a huge, huge difference in how your audience responds. So first and foremost, content marketing ads should differ from product or service ads. They should demonstrate expertise as opposed to a hard selling describing features, benefits, or pricing. Right? So I want to make sure that you use a designer to customize anything that you're doing in your business. And I also want to make sure that you are, you know, really focusing on what your bottom line is for any app that you create. Okay? So once you've had some practice creating an ad, definitely there are a lot of different other formats and just different things that you can do. But one of the things that I want to encourage you that if this is a space where you're like, Felicia, I need more assistance. Felicia, I'm not really sure. If this is that space for you, I want to highly encourage you to join me at my fourth annual Business Recharge Conference. We're going to talk all about this, especially at our VIP Mastery Day. So if you have not gotten your tickets, it's June 22nd through the 23rd in Atlanta. I promise you, it is worth the investment. Go to businessrecharge.biz and you can learn more about the conference, about what we're going to cover. Of course, this is going to be a huge thing that we're going to be covering at the conference as well. So if you guys have any questions, let me know. But until then, I will talk to you guys on my next training. If you have any questions, just comment below and I'm happy to answer them. All right, I'll talk to you soon.